All right, I've told you folks, and we've been consistent about this, and we started 5 years ago. Nobody just going to buy advertising on the show. You can come on the program, but I want you to bring some very real, hard, tangible benefit, good information to our listeners that can help them every single day. We have done that consistently since we started the program. Y'all know Synovus Bank. They are on the program as a sponsor, and we have the Synovus Financial Huddle. We had Zach Bishop on, their executive VP of technology operations and security, on about 3-4 weeks ago, maybe, talking about ways to keep you and yours safe from cyber pirates who want to take all your stuff that way. I got an email from my alma mater last week, and it offered me a branded Visa or MasterCard, you know, a credit card. And it started me thinking, that's the reason I wanted to talk again with Synovus, about those branded credit cards. I want to welcome on right now the Director of Consumer Credit Cards with Synovus. It is Mitzi Stone. Mitzi, how are you today?
Hey, I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. I was telling the listeners I got an email from my alma mater last week, and I think most universities and every professional team, they offer their own branded, you know, rewards credit card, points credit card. And while it's awesome to have the Yankees or Lakers logo on your Visa, because, you know, that makes you a better fan, Mitzi.
That's right.
are there other measuring sticks maybe to look for when choosing a rewards card?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. The biggest thing that you really need to understand when it comes to reward credit cards is the earning and redeeming of those credit cards. Earning is the easy one to understand because you see all out in the industry, earn 5 times the points when you spend. But you really need to also understand, is that 5 times spending, is there a cap on it? Is it specific to maybe groceries or just dining? So I think you can grasp and really dig into to understand the earning aspect. But the harder one to understand is redeeming points. And so that's where you really got to do your homework. So let's say that 5 times the points that you earned, it may only be worth a half a cent or a penny when you go to redeem. So for an example, if you're redeeming points for a gift card, the redemption could only be worth a half a cent, whereas an airline may be worth a penny or more. So that's where you really need to understand the earning and redeeming of those points on those reward cards.
You know, I obsess because I have OCD, and it's pretty severe, but I look at it as a positive. I constantly monitor my online checking and savings accounts, and I do that. But there is a better way if, you know, you can trust somebody. Credit monitoring is not the same as credit protection because, you know, if bad folks are really intent on being you credit card-wise, absolutely, they know how to do that. What are some of the sort of best approaches for consumers who want to protect, like regular Joe and Jane, sure, not millionaires, who just want to protect themselves from credit card and ID theft?
Yeah, no, totally. The one I really like, and a lot of the credit cards have this feature, is locking your card. You know, sometimes you may not use your card for, you know, days or even months that go by. So this is a really great feature. It's a real-time feature where you can turn that card on and off. And so if that card number gets spoofed by one of these fraudsters, and I'm sure Zach discussed that a couple of weeks ago, your card is locked. You know, another thing that you can do is turn transaction alerts on. There's also fraud alerts where, you know, if your credit card issuer is suspecting suspicious activity, they'll send you an alert. And oftentimes that's a two-way alert where you can say, no, this is mine. It's my transaction, and you can ask the cashier to run that transaction back through, and you're not going to be hindered from that transaction. You know, another some other tips, you know, around identity is just simple as shred everything. Don't just throw that credit card statement or even those offers or medical bills in the trash. You need to shred it because those bad people out there, they're looking to piece together your identity. And the other one that I would say is stop sharing so much personal information on social media. It's a gold mine for those bad people.
I am in your corner, folks. Mitzi Stone, Director of Consumer Credit Cards with Synovus. She has so many more important things to do. She gave about 5 minutes of her time to come on and share with us. Mitzi, I appreciate it. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you.
All right, Mitzi Stone.